This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
You've seen electric cars, but ever see an electric plane? And I don't mean tiny hobby ones. I'm David Brancaccio. First, it was probably the macroeconomic and financial world's worst-kept secret that the Federal Reserve would raise interest rates yesterday to the highest in 22 years. And what did Fed Chief Jerome Powell say or not say about what is next? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was at the briefing and has more.
Fed Chair Powell acknowledged there has been some progress on inflation. The consumer price index for June was up just 3% over last year, but much of the disinflation we're seeing is due to falling prices for energy and other commodities. Russia recently pulled out of a deal allowing Ukraine to export grain through the Black Sea, and Powell is keeping a close eye on developments there.
Grain prices did go up on this news, but they remain well below their peaks of last spring. And the moves that we've seen so far, I would say, are not expected to make a significant contribution to U.S. inflation.
But core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, is still more than double the Fed's target. Powell says what the Fed does at its next meeting in September depends on the data, pointing out that we'll get two more reports on inflation and jobs before then. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Remember the advertising market that was supposed to be so awful because of a brewing recession? Well, the recession hasn't come, and now it's Meta Facebook reporting very strong advertising revenue in the spring to summer quarter. Meta's sales were up 11%. Meta does short videos called Reels, which did well. Meta stock is up 8.8% pre-market now. NASDAQ futures are up a lot, 1.2%. S&P futures are up 0.6%. A new stock gets going for the first time today, SRFM, Surf Air Mobility. It's doing short passenger flights under 500 miles and is developing an electric motor, electric, to take climate-altering carbon out of air travel. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
When a trip's less than 500 miles, Americans tend to drive, not fly. Companies like Surf Air want to change that by making the little planes used for these routes less expensive to operate. Alon Head is senior editor at The Air Current, a trade publication.
There's increasing interest in the idea that electric aircraft can really reduce the costs of operating small airplanes.
Head, who's also a helicopter pilot, says electric motors are really simple, which makes them easier to maintain than turbine engines. That could bring costs down. They're also limited to short ranges, which makes them best suited for regional travel, and could also make better use of the country's 5,000 public airports, says Matthew Clark, aerospace engineering professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
There are so many airports littered across the entire country, so the infrastructure is there.
But the regulation is not. The U.S. has yet to approve electric passenger planes for public use. And even if it does, passengers have to be willing to leave their cars behind. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Not to be a nudge, but if you can't go out because of the heat, maybe use some of that indoor time to review personal finances. Pieces of a new law on retirement savings go into effect next year that are a reminder for people 50 and over to keep an eye on the extra bits of money they're allowed to sock away. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell is here with that. Hello.
Good morning, David.
Catch up on your fries, right? But for those saving for retirement and that person is old enough, there's a different kind of catch up.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit harder than catch up on your fries, by the way, David. But okay, so 2 decades ago, Congress said, let's have this catch up contribution for workers that are 50 years or over and you're an employer sponsored retirement savings plan. And the latest figures for those who are 50 years and older is that they can put in an additional contribution of $7,500. Now, David, that's on top of the maximum $22,500 per year that anyone can put into a company-sponsored 401k plan.
So the regular amount plus the catch-up extra equals $30,000 that you could save if you had the money to do that each paycheck.
Right. I mean, most workers ages 55 to 64 with access to an employer-sponsored retirement savings plan, they've only set aside enough to generate a few hundred dollars a month in retirement income. And if you look at the Federal Reserve data, it suggests that the typical near retiree has $144,000 in retirement savings. The mutual fund company Vanguard found that the typical worker near retirement has $71,000 in their 401k. So in the Vanguard study, only 16% took advantage of the catch-up feature. And not surprisingly, they were among the better paid employees who were already putting the maximum into their retirement savings plan.
But for those who can put the catch-up money in, hear ye, if you're 50 and older, this catch-up provision is changing for next year.
So for 401k participants earning $145,000 or more in the prior year, the catch-up contributions will no longer be made in tax-deductible dollars. The catch-up portion will be made in after-tax Roth contributions. So to make that clear, you'll pay taxes on those catch-up contributions up front, but you won't pay any taxes on any gain when the money is withdrawn in retirement. And by the way, the shift is probably to the benefit of most people since this allows for greater tax diversification with their retirement savings.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, David.
Tomorrow here, we switch the focus to younger workers. Chris and I are going to look at a system on the way where employers can double your student loan payments. That'll be at marketplace.org tomorrow if you miss it on the air. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.